Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, President Beta, Murder Master Music Show. It's that kid, Hanilla. Welcome to the Murder Master Music Show. This right here is where the real rap at.
What's up, and it's Bootleg the Rock Capone from the Dayton family. Baby, this is your boy, Uncle Luke.
What up, y'all?
This is E-Shop.
Yo, 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 what's up? This is your boy, C-Murder, and I'm chilling with my boy, Scott Beta, and you're listening to the Murder Master Music Show. It's the hottest thing out right now, you heard me? Keep it true.
Check out the motherfucking Murder Master Music Show right here at blogtalkradio.com/Murder Master Music Show. We play nothing but the hardest gangster shit from around the globe. Plus, we interview legends and pioneers of this motherfucking rap game. Call the number at 714-409-0548. Ain't nobody else paying homage to legends like we are. Fuck the lame stream, bitch.
Motherfucking Murder Master Music Show once again. This is another historic show. I'm very happy to bring to you, man, I'll just put you like this. know what I'm saying? Houston, Texas has brought forth many legendary artists. You know what I'm saying? Of course, we can start with the Ghetto Boys. We can talk about, Zero. We can talk about, of course, you know what I'm saying, legendary DJ Screw, rest in peace. But you can't really mention Houston without mentioning the South Park Coalition. And, of course, its founding member, K-Reno. You know what I'm saying? These guys really set, the bar high. I mean, lyrically, but also, just their overall styles. I mean, you listen to some of their rap styles, it's just phenomenal. I mean, you got K-Reno, this guy's got some of the illest metaphors, you know what I'm saying, and the tightest lyrics ever. You know what I'm saying? This guy, whenever fake-ass BET or MTV does one of these top 10 lyricists or greatest MCs of all time, man, they need to put this guy right up at the top. You know, he's never even mentioned. And that's what we do here. We pay homage to people like him because I don't feel that he's getting the shine that he should get. And there's so many cats out there like that. But stick around because I'm going to try to get him on the line right now. And we got some other legends that are going to be calling in, too, from the South Park Coalition. So this is going to be definitely an historic show. You definitely do not want to miss this if you're a fan of underground rap. You know what I'm saying? So hold on 1 minute. I'm calling my boy right now. Going to get him on the line. You know what I'm saying? And I expect Point Blank to be coming through. Hopefully Nip and a few other guys too. So we're gonna definitely see what's up.
Hey.
What up, Kay? We live, brother.
Hey, what's going on?
Man, first of all, I want to thank you for not only being on show number one, but being on this special South Park Coalition show.
Man, I want to thank y'all, man. I mean, the appreciation, I mean, we appreciate y'all, man. It's all love.
Man, 25 years. That's just the start of the SPC. You know what I'm saying? Did you ever imagine that 25 years later, you know what I'm saying, you'd still be, you know what I'm saying, with one of the biggest rap movements in history?
I mean, I never gave it any thought. I mean, it's like, we just went on about our business of doing what it was we was doing, and that was just making music. So, I mean, the time actually flew. It didn't seem, because it's funny because I can remember details from the beginnings, man, like it was yesterday, man. I can remember parts from the late 80s and early 90s, just all, the fun we had and putting that stuff together, man. So the time flew, man.
Yeah. It definitely, I remember listening to you guys, like I said, way back in 91, that's when I first heard you guys, and it's hard to believe, but you guys have dropped so much shit over the years.
Yeah.
Can you estimate, how many projects SPC has dropped? Because we got counting the factor, it's not just, you, Blank, Nip, and Cat, and Dope B. There's so many others. How many would you estimate, if you could?
I mean, you got to factor in PSK 13. You got to factor in 20 to Life. We also include Street Military and that roster, man. So, I mean, the last count I saw, somebody on our website had put a number on there that says like 200 albums, combined. So, I mean, and that was a few years ago. So, I mean, it's definitely over 200 projects between all of us, man. So, I mean, that's like crazy to me. It's unbelievable to me, man. And I think that's what's contributed to this thing, just having a worldwide appeal that it has, because I think all of the artists that are in the South Park Coalition are so different and have their own identity, to where it's like, that's an attracting point to people. So that's crazy.
200 albums. Did you hear that, everybody? 200 albums, and that's just an estimation. It could be, it could be 300 possibly.
Right now. Yeah, I mean, that was years ago, but I mean, even if it stopped at 200, I mean, that's a lot of projects, for any you know, any group or any organization to have released. I got 30 almost by myself. So 200 would have to be an accurate estimation in terms of collectively. So, I mean, it's crazy.
And you know, when you came out, you know, you had the Black Book. You know, I remember a while back you put out an album where you laid out all the Black Books. Do you still do that for each album?
What that was, that was in 2007 when I dropped the album called Book Number 7. And before that project was released, it had always been thought by people that I only had one Black Book. That was just this one definitive book that I had. And that was like my way of just revealing to the world that I had several of them, you know, and I just let it be exposed. And it was like Book Number 7 was my seventh rhyme book that I started that album on. So I just laid them all out to let the people see. And that picture consisted of books that I had all the way from probably like my ninth grade year in school that had lyrics in it from the mid-80s, you know, so all the way up into that current time, so.
Well, you know, when you first, you know, when you dropped your first solo album, you know, there was a couple years in between the second one, you know, and you kind of started off, you know, dropping them every few years or so, and then all of a sudden just you picked up and just started dropping them like crazy. Like you said, you got about 30 of them. I mean, how do you keep coming up with fresh content and just substance like this? I mean, it's just...
man, I mean that's the biggest challenge, but it's also the biggest enjoyment. That's what gives me the most gratification and satisfaction of doing it, and the motivation, because it's like I always tell the story, like when I was coming up, a lot of my favorite artists, as much as I love them, much as I respected them, they would only have basically a 2 to 3 album run as far as being consistently great projects and great albums before you start to see them kind of taper off or fall all the way off. And then it's like, oh, man, you know, then it's on to somebody else. So I always had in my mind that I never wanted to do that, because it was such a disappointment to me to hear some of my favorite MCs just seem to not have that fire or not have that passion anymore. So I always was motivated to, like, you know what, man, this is me talking when I'm 19 or 22, when I'm 25, I'm going to still come with it. And when I'm 30, man, I'm going to still come with it. Just every time, you know, those years of progression. And then it turned into a big challenge for me, you know, to try to get better with every project. The concepts are just me trying to make sure that you know, that I compete with myself and compete with the rest of the field to try to come up with material that nobody else is coming up with, or to get on subjects that nobody else is getting on. And if I do get on something that somebody has touched on, I want to try to do it in a way that's totally different from the way the other person did it. So those are the elements that really keep me just going. That's that mixture that keeps me going, man. That's what makes me who I am, just the concepts and the challenge of reinventing and coming up with new stuff, man, and more lyrics and more lyrics, and proving that the mind is infinite, proving that it's never a ceiling that you reach where, okay, that's it. You know, yeah, he's out of lyrics. It's time for him to stop. As long as you feed the mind, you know, it will kick back out information. It'll kick back out creativity and originality, if that's what your goal is.
I want to take people back, you know, to the start of the SPC, because a lot of cities, they don't have unity. You know what I'm saying? They don't have somebody willing to step up and say, okay, I want to unite people. What gave you that inspiration?
Well,
that
idea? It was kind of half accidental, half on purpose at that time, because we talking 86, 87. So what the deal was, you know, all these guys that I'm affiliated with now, you know, all my SPC brothers, you know, who we 25 years deep now, the majority of us were rivals in the city of Houston. You know, we had talent shows, we had rap contests, we had all these different events that we would participate in around the city, and the same cats would be at the events. You know, if you went somewhere, you're gonna definitely see Gangsta Nip, you're gonna see Klondike Cat, you know, you're gonna see Curtis D, who later became Big Mello. You know, it was just that same circle of rappers, and it was just that unwritten rule in the game back in those days that, hey, if you wasn't with us, you know, we don't like you. You know, I don't like you, you don't like me, we don't say nothing to each other. This group is in this corner chilling with this crew. Those cats over there chilling with their crew. It's just that separation, that animosity, that tension was so thick. And, you know, it eventually led to the animosity and battles and things of that nature. But out of those battles, a mutual respect was born because nobody was backing down. Nobody was punking out or cowering under the pressure. And it was like, man, it was real competitive, man, and people loved to see it. So
would you like battle Nip and stuff like that?
Oh yeah. You know, one of the greatest battles of all time, as far as, you know, Houston is concerned, that history, it took place between me and Nip. You know, and to be honest with you, if I just had to say it, I think that was the battle that really led to the true unification of the South Park neighborhood, because Nip went to Jones High School, and I went to Sterling High School, and my high school was on one end of South Park, and his was towards the middle of South Park. So all his people and all my people ended up merging together as a result of that clash that we had. And it was funny because it was like the days leading up to the battle, we was like, hey, man, look, okay, we're going to do this. But number one rule is, I'm not coming to your school because I'm not going to let your people rig the result on me. And he's like, well, I'm not coming to your school because I'm not going to let your people rig the result on me. So we came up with a neutral spot, which is still known right now in the city of Houston as the battleground. Anybody who from that area, and they know, it's like, look, we're going to meet in the halfway point, which is a street, Belford and Martin Luther King, and we met at the halfway point. That way it was a neutral site. He brought a few of his people, and I brought a few of my people, and then there's the people who were straggling around in the area already. They came along, and we battled for, like, you know how over time the story changes. You know, we probably battled for, like, maybe an hour, something like that, but over the years, oh, man, they battled for 5 hours, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, man, people was like, man, we don't know who won. We don't know what to say. And I think what they was like, I think so many people were so amazed to see it happen, you know, not to just to give analogy, but it was like it's like whenever Pacquiao and Mayweather finally get together, it was on that level as far as on our little level. It's like, man, look, you know, it's finally going to happen, you know, Nip and K, because he was doing his thing on his side. I was doing my thing on my side. So people just kept saying, well, I don't know, man. We can't tell who won. Y'all go another round. You know, they were just trying to get that satisfaction. And it was funny how when it was over with, we jumped on the same bus. We was going in the same direction. And we hopped on the same bus going home, man, and neither one of us knew that we was going to go that way. We just, when everybody dispersed, we start walking in the same direction. So it's like, oh, he getting on the bus too. So we just started chopping it up, man, and got cool, man. And, you know, that respect, man, we just became like brothers, man. And after that, we start terrorizing the city of Houston. We started just going around, just catching MCs slipping, and just in mercenary mode, killing cats together, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, and after that, you know, everybody fell in line, man. You know, Klondike Cat and AC Chill and my homie GT. And, I mean, just that whole connection started really from that battle that we had.
When did you and Dopey connect?
Now, Dopey and I connected a year later, which would be in 88, because one of the original South Park Coalition members, Rapper K, he went to school with me at Sterling, but he transferred and went to another school. I think he went to Willow Ridge, a school called Willow Ridge, and Dopey happened to go to Willow Ridge. So he met They'll be at Willow Ridge or Westbury, whichever one it is. And he hit me one night, and he was like, man, you know, I know this guy, man. You know, he makes beats and all that. And we talking 88 in the city of Houston. It was rare to come across somebody who was actually making beats, had their own equipment. That was a big thing back in those days. So he said, man, I'm getting ready to go record the song at this dude's house, and he got his own equipment. So I was like, for real? You know, like, oh, really? The guy got his own equipment? So he's like, yeah, man, but I want you to come with me. You know, I said, okay, that's cool. So I rode over there with him, get over there, it's dope. So he got the old school, I don't know if you remember the old school, Elise's drum machine. You know, he had the Elise's drum machine, he had the keyboard, microphone, just the whole setup with the tape decks where you can record the song, man. And that, I mean, you talking about, that was some high-tech stuff for some little hood cats that had never even, just didn't really have know anything about having equipment or recording ourselves. So, you know, we hit it off immediately, man. Me and Dope hit it off immediately. He was in a group called COD at the time, which consisted of his brother, Egypt B, and a couple of other members. And immediately, man, I had just came out of being in a group real chill, the group I was in. And Dope was like, man, you need to get in COD with us. And I was like, well, man, I'm already in a group. He was like, man, we could do some things. So I thought about it. And then I jumped in the group with them, and that's how we did the COD album, maybe like a couple of years later. But me and Dope hit it off immediately because he's one of the guys who, you know, the first guy I ever met that had more than one talent. You know, all I ever could do was rap, you know what I'm saying? But this guy could rap, this guy could make beats, he could play the keyboard, he could play the saxophone, he could get on the turntables and cut and scratch. I mean, he's just multifaceted. And I had never met nobody like that before. That was in my age group, you know, still a teenager. So, you know, he was like a mad scientist to me, man. And then he started, him along with Egypt B, they started to be the ones who really created that South Park sound with those evil bass lines and those, you know, hard bass and banging drum beats that you heard on the early Gangsta Nip stuff and the Terror stuff. And they created that sound, man, and made sure that, you know, we all partook in it, man.
Now, the Nip, was he rapping the Psycho stuff back then? Or?
Yeah, man. He been like that since day one. I mean, people don't believe it, but, I mean, he just, that's just what he always did, man. We talking this guy, you know, from at least from the time I met him, you know, that's how he was rapping, man. This guy was tearing off heads and slicing throats, and that's what he did, man. I mean, and that's what made our battle so interesting, man, because I always equated to boxing, man. You know how they say styles make fights? It was just contrasting styles because, you know, here I am, I'm coming lyrical, I'm coming with punchlines and this and that, and then he turned right back around and he's coming with sticking his fists in my abdomen and snatching my guts out, you know what I'm saying? But it's creative. It's not corny. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's done in a way, you know how Nip do it. So, I mean, it was just contrasting styles, man, that made it, that interest, that dynamic made was so interesting because of that. So, yes, it's day one, man. And I know a lot of people, they get caught up in the conversation of who's really the originator of what they call the hardcore style and all that. But, I mean, just speaking from my experience and just knowing the years when I was around hearing this man do it, you know, I can say unequivocally that he's the one who started that. You know, if anybody was doing it before him, you know, I'd like to see it.
He's the first one I heard doing it. So, you know, like Esham, he was doing something different. He was doing more of like a, you know, demonic spiritual type thing, you know.
Right.
Brother Lynch, he was doing that stuff, but I didn't really hear Lynch till like 93, 94.
Right.
But you know, they said he was doing it back in the day too. But Nip was the first guy I heard doing it for sure.
Right. Oh,
definitely.
Man. And then I don't like to sound like a you know, just a homer or just being really just biased. But I mean, even for those who do it, you know, in my opinion, nobody is as creative with it as he is. I mean, just the way he did, I mean, the ruthless manner that he did it to, where it was no holds barred and there was nothing that couldn't be said or off limits to say, but it was still creative and humorous and just sadistic at the same time. So
yeah, he said shit that you never thought, like words you would never hear with those words combined together.
You know? Right. You know.
It's just crazy. Well, I'm gonna if you want to hold the line, I guess I'm gonna try to reach out to Blank and get him on the line. I think it'd be good to have both you guys on the line at the same time. Do you hear from any of the other cats? Or?
Oh man, Blank is supposed to be getting in contact with Cat. He reached out to Cat, reached out to Dopey, so we're trying to see if we can get them on. So hopefully Blank have gotten in contact with them, because I'd love for all of them to be in on this discussion.
Oh, hell yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, if you want to hold the line, I'm going to go play a classic, you know what I'm saying, with you and Nip and Blank, you know, from back in the day. And, you know what I'm saying, we'll see where we're at after the song.
Oh, Freddy, that's what's up.
All right, be right back.
Is catastrophic, targets are gunnable. Kato's torture mall is unrunnable. Time for death, nothing material is worth its wealth. The earth itself will soon rebirth itself. Can it be? K is a seed, nature's planted me. Fantasy, its power is the brain, all I granted me. Masterpiece, original point blank gets mastered. OPB stands for overrated, punk ass bastards. So they run, they know them how. They never stand a chance against the dangerous one. I'll beat them down to death, either with bullets on my hand. Cause either way I choose them hoes can never withstand. So I just pull out the black book, and you'll see the fall of them. A million ways to die, they'll get all of them. Okay, we know, you know you'll win it. They talk that shit for a year, but the fight only lasted a minute. Hoes, door number one. The gun. Door number two has your crew getting hung. Door number three has the SPC click in a room making your sister suck. Everybody's dick, so fuck you.
That's it. Sick of these devil tricks. You call me a nigga, you get your motherfucking skull slit. Devils running away, but they get caught. We won't let it pass. I'll catch you if it takes me going to the grave and stabbing your ass. First, I'll take your wrist and cut it. Your blood, blood, blood. I love it, love it, love it. Trinology steady trying to war with me, slaughter me. Training with my hands, I'll ski blood from your artery. The game gets hot. I'll set another saying lyrics, laying tracks, I'm coming up and bringing brothers. Music is what I do, music is what I love. All praises due to Allah above. A message to you suckers, ain't doing nothing for the cause. And when revolution comes, your ass gets scared and you pause. I handle my business, SPC ain't no sloppy click. The law search my car and find a kilo of floppy disk. Cause selling dope is a risk, so I rap. Motherfucking family. I get respect.
in a world of my own. Still stick my head under guillotines and bad dreams I'm prone. So you better hold your ground up, cause when I frown up, bitch, I will fuck your town up. You in WA, Ice Cube wannabes. Fuck that real to real talk and come get you some of these. Oh, don't tell me, are you scared of the SPC? Or is it the fact that they killing down for me? Fuck you, bitch,
with your broke ass regulations.
Point blank, he didn't mean what he said. Dopey, don't chop his leg. Do twice, don't chop his head. Little fry, don't cut his throat. Fly, don't feed him to the goats. I just heard some thunder, use his skin for a raincoat. Yo, DBX, don't cut his heart. IQ, stop making faces. You gon' get your turn, use his flesh for the heart races. AC, chill, stop burning down his house. K-Reno, stop burning down his house. Brain dead, don't slice her ill. Triple X, stop visualizing, cause some bloodthirsty ill bill. X-Man E, don't follow his sister. She's only four, don't you think that her parents are missing? Jay, don't put the slip, throw him through the doors. Take down the dynamite attached to his open pores. Niggas, watch yourself when the SPC creeping. Klondike can't spread his arm on top while he's sleeping. Liz Zach, Liars, PSK, you in 38, won't y'all stop making head fires? Gangsta Nip, as hard as a tank. Click, click, boom, boom. A bitch never is on a point blank. Bitch.
Yeah, you know I know who the real one. Bitch ass, trick ass, nigga, it's your boy Nip. Straight up, nigga.
You Yeah, we're back on the motherfucking Murder Master Music Show. Going to bring back on the homie K-Reno. Hey, what
hey.
Up, bro?
Oh, man, I'm good.
Man, that is a classic. That is a classic song.
Yeah, I haven't heard that one in a while.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to call Klondike right now. Get him on the line. So,
Hello?
Yeah, Klondike?
Yeah.
Hey, you live on the air right now. It's your boy, K.
What up?
What's up, cat?
Hey, you go, the wizard.
That's good, man.
Man, when did you get involved, Klondike Cat? With the
Man, it's like... I was sitting there listening, man. Kate brought back a lot of memories, you know. It took me for a loop. I was tripping off that, man, because he kind of took me back to a time capsule. But actually, me and Nip started off rapping together as a group called the Forever Death Crew. We went to the same school together. Kate went to Sterling, Nip and I went to Jones. So, when we started doing our music thing together, you know, Nip was, he was always psycho. I was a little more like K, more lyrical, you know, more punchlines and stuff like that.
Yes,
so as we progressed as a group, man, I'm talking like maybe 13, 14 years old. As we progressed as a group, Nip, he got so aggressive with the psycho style, it started not to fit us as a group. It'd be like, well, how can I come lyrical? And then he come with this over the top mercenary type style, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, man, we decided together that, okay, well, maybe we'll just do a solo thing. You know, we still clicked up. We'll do our solo thing. And we all still hung together. We all still, every talent show, every battle, we there. You know, how I met Kay, and it's funny because I met Kay when we were even younger at one time. I was in a junior high school. K was at another junior high school, and they was telling me, man, this dude, man, he had Thomas, man. He hard. I mean, he whooping dudes that's in Sterling in the high school. He going to high school, tearing boys' head off. So, you know, I was like, man, you know, I was kind of the chief of my little area over there. So I was like, man, I want to go see this dude, man. I need to, you know, if I can capture his crowd, maybe, you know what I'm saying, I get more juice. So I take a few of my boys with me over to K school. We're going to wait on him. So it took a while for K to come out. So I was like, yeah, he might be scared or something. He probably ain't got nothing. K let the whole school clear out. Then he walked out with a bunch of dudes, a whole legion of dudes riding in with the black book in his ass. So I said, oh, yeah, he got something.
Yeah, man.
So back then, my name wasn't even Klondike Cat. It was Devious D. That was before Klondike Cat came about. So we battled, man, until the sun came, almost till the sun came down, man, and we went back and forth, and kids was like, hey, man, my mom looking for me. I got to go home, man. Y'all need to finish this another time or something. So years would pass later on, and we met again. This time I was his Klondike Cat. And we had a couple of battles, man, and what happened was between me and Kay, Kay was like, look, man, I was like, well, I do this for money. And Kay was like, man, I do it for the love of the art. And I was like, well, I love it too, man, but I want to get paid, you know. Kay was consistent at saying, man, I do this for the love of the art, you know what I'm saying? So after it was all said and done, Kay was like, look, man, you know, I like your style. You know, I like how you do your thing, man. I'm forming a group called... I got a group called SPC, man. We coming together, you know, brothers just trying to work on music and do their thing and click up. So I was like, man, I like that. I'm with that. And I think the next day or two, I was at his house. And
well,
it was on from there. You know.
Not to cut you off, but I just got a message from Blank. I'm going to get him on the line, man. I have all three of you on right now. So,
okay.
Man, it's history. This history because, you know, I grew up listening to you guys, and so did a lot of other people. And I hope they can appreciate this. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, you have no question, man. And when Blank pick up, I got something to say also about Cat, man. If he pick up.
Hello.
Hey,
what's up,
look,
Blank?
All good.
Point Blank in
the
building. Yeah, let me roll into what I want to say about Cat. And see, this thing about Cat. Cat, one of them dudes who, and this is my opinion, a lot of us, we had to kind of progress into like, okay, we was all right, we was good. Then we kind of grew into getting better and better and better and better and better to being pretty good. Cat was good, seemed like from day one. Like, always was just prolific, just always on another level, man, and just seemed to be a step ahead of everybody, man, just lyrically, man, and just the whole persona, man, and the way he carried himself and the supreme confidence that he had as a lyricist and as a rapper, man. When he stepped in, it was like he had a presence in the room, man, at all times, man. So it's like just that combination of him and Nip as a group, man, you know, they showed up. It was like, you know, that was a dynamic duo, man. And Cat is another dude who always... Who was multi-talented too, man. I'm talking about the singing, the rapping, the producing, just the whole package, man. So, you know, when all them elements come together, it's like, psh, man, this guy be a welcome addition to what we doing.
Yeah. And you guys always gelled together too. I mean, everything that you guys did as a group was just, you know what I'm saying, on point, definitely. But I want to get to Point Blank. When exactly did you get involved with the SPC, Blank?
90, I thought. 92. I dropped my album in 92, so it was before my album. In 90, 89, 90, I think
90,
man.
I ain't mistaken. And yeah, because you was on The Terrorist, you was on Gangsta Nip's album. Man, when you touched down in Houston, you know what I'm saying, coming from Chicago, you know, were you already rapping in Chicago, or?
Yeah, I was already doing music in Chicago and in Houston when I came here.
And immediately, like, did you get embraced by you know, the MCs in Houston? Did they think you had, like, a different style, or how were you perceived over there?
Yeah, oh, man. I just jumped in the mix of what excited me. know what I'm saying? I jumped in the mix of the type of music that excited me, you know, and that was South Park Coalition. They was already in existence, already putting it down. Gangsta Milk, you know what I'm saying? K Reno, Terrace, Klondike Cat, they already was holding the deck down, you know, when I came to the situation. You know, but at the end of the day, I just, you know, kept doing my thing, got in where I fit in.
Yep.
And the rest history.
She's wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. You know, I believe we got your cat, you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, okay.
We got
K Reno, for those of you just tuning in, we got K Reno, Point Blank, Klondike Cat all on the line from the SPC. 25 years. Whoever wants to answer this can, man. What would you say has been the most defining moment of the South Park Coalition in the last 25 years, if there is one moment in particular?
Honestly, it's been a bunch of them. You know, it's a lot of little milestones because, you know, the reason why I say that is because we're talking about artists who have never just had any major label backing, never had any million-dollar budgets. So everything we did, everything we accomplished came straight from the underground, straight from the dirt. It's just straight from just raw hustle. So now you look at a situation where people like, you know, myself, Point Blank, have traveled overseas, traveled all around the world doing shows. You know, we spoke about it earlier, the fact that we collectively have over 200 and some albums. You know, that's another milestone. We talk about the fact that a lot of major mainstream artists, major popular known artists have actually taken and duplicated a lot of our styles, and have piggybacked off a lot of the stuff that we originated and have blown up and made millions off of it, and have given us credit behind closed doors, but have never just given us credit openly, you know, to let the world know where they foundation started from. So it's so many things, man, that we have accomplished, man, that most people might not look at as being all that big, but significant accomplishments from our origins, which is real humble, real hood, and just from nothing to something.
Well, we got another caller. I'm just going to bring him on. Hey, what's up?
What's going on?
What's up, Dopey? How you doing, man?
Man, hey, can't complain, won't do any good, man. I'm just actually listening. I really had the same reaction like Cat, you know, just listening to K Reno break it down. You know, he's breaking it down exactly the way it is. And you
where
know,
you listen to it at?
You know, the man. You know what I'm saying? The man don't smoke or drink, so you know his memory is impeccable.
What I see to go to the finish.
Cat, what it do, brother?
Murdoch.
Man,
so I gotta get you, baby.
Man, you got excuses, man.
To have all you guys
just
on
got
the
a little reunion
time.
On the phone. That's all.
What
do I need to go online to listen to this interview? What stage? What site?
I'll shoot you the link right now. I'll shoot you the call-in number. You can hear it on your phone.
All right.
Yeah, but this is definitely a historical moment. But, you know, Dopey, I want to ask you, you know, K Reno said that, you know, he came to you and you had a studio set up. At what point in time did you start making music?
I started making music, actually making beats when I was like, probably about 11, maybe 12 years old making beats, but I was always into music and stuff. I was fortunate to be born in the summertime. I was going to New Jersey, New York, up at this summer camp, like in Elmer, New Jersey, like right outside of New York. And I was able to go up there and, you know, do acting and stuff like that, acting and, you know, playing keyboards and music and stuff like that. And since the fourth grade, like I said, I've been blessed. You know, I went to the same school that my mother taught at, and it was a music vanguard program school, so learned how to play saxophone, clarinet, you know, different instruments. So I was always musically and Klein, and you know, the rap came along and it mixed in with the breakdance, and like Kerry Reno said, I was trying to do all of it, man, all of, you know, trying to, you know, as a little child, I got some undisclosable videos that K Reno and KO saw a long time ago. You know, hey man, I'm talking about some off Broadway type stuff. You know, me with the little hat and cane. You know, doing little stage moves. Like, you know, I've been trying to do it all, man. And you know, as soon as the rap came along, you know, that my head exploded, man, and I jumped straight into it. And you know, the story picks up right where K Reno started from.
Yeah, because the first time I heard you guys together was on a Terrorist album. And then after that, of course, after I heard the song with all you guys on it, initially my first reaction was, okay, I got to get all these guys' albums. And that's what I think many fans have done. And you guys, to me and to other fans, are just, you know, iconic in this game. You know what I'm saying? But why do you think others are sleeping? Because I really feel that these whack artists get a lot of shine, but guys like you with talent get slept on. What are your thoughts on that?
My thoughts on that, as far as sleeping in the game, is our drive. You know, I have a personal drive, a personal incentive to strive, man, to do music, you know, at a young age. So it was put into me to always be around musical tones and melodies and rhythms and try to do it. And then it goes to what Kat said like a while back on one of his albums. Like, you know, the streets, they need me. You know, that's how you feel after a while. It's like, if you're one of the pioneers, again, like Kay Reno said, the pioneers, it's like we suffer the most, you know, trying to start the whole thing. But, you know, just starting it and then looking at the responsibility, you know, even though a lot of our fans our age, it's like, I can't leave you now. It's like, you know, and then like along with that, it's like, man, I study. You know, SBC, we do that. Just like Kay said, we each have our own crafts, man, from street credibility to in the books or whatever it is. It's like you always want to get better and compete with yourself. And that's another incentive to always put out something else better than you had put out the year previous before that. Even though people are saying, oh, you can't outdo it. It's like you're not even thinking that. It's like you can't let down your fans. You can't let down yourself. You know, you can't let down your children. It's like it's an inner part to strive to put music out, man, until you're actually non-existent anymore on the planet. It's, you know, that's what keeps me going. You keep doing it forever because it's all, you know, it's not all I know how to do, you know.
Yeah.
But it's all that I choose to do. It's a freedom. It's liberating to get with your brothers, to sit on your bed and write an album, be in the studio and finish an album and, you know, conglomerate all this big project and all the stress, and then you put the album out and then you put that shrink wrap around it. It's liberating, man, to get it all done. So, you know, it's a sense of freedom. It's a sense of achievement. And in the world that we have today, that's, you know, throws perpetual motions of, you know, proverbial depression constantly, it's like when you're able to put something out like that, it's a self-achievement award that occurs on the inside of your soul.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to play this new song by Point Blank. Then I'm going to come back. I'm going to take a couple callers. But, Blank, if you want to introduce this song, appreciate it.
All good, man. It's Point Blank, Southside OG, SPC, the first click, man. You know what I'm saying? From H-Town to overseas. It's that new H-Town anthem, man, featuring Lil Kiki, C-No, Lil Flip, Lil O, and my new artist, Mr. Avery. Y'all check it out. No, sorry.
Point Blank, Southside OG.
OG.
Yeah. Talk to him, Avery.
This is my H-Town anthem.
We gon' smash on this one. Let me hear it. So
all my niggas with their candy dripping wet. Fresh set of swingers, Robert Davis in the dead. Old school, great taste, style phone holders. This is for my H-Town soldiers.
My H-Town.
What is still riding flares? Still chunk the deuce when we coming down that air.
My H-Town.
And boy, it go down. I'm about to show love to that whole H-Town.
What's your name, fool? Point Blank, holding shit down. Putting in work all over H-Town. When
JT, I'm repping Southside for life. That's what I claim, that's what I represent, that's where I hang. Lex on Swain, rolling foreign on the Santis. Down in H-Town, real gangsters getting money. We draped up and dripped out when the sun set, the paint flip-flops. MLK hot, but HPD got the streets blocked. We roll with the heat cock, so you know what we be about. This right here for DJ Screw.
R.I.P. Dog. With that candy dripping wet. Brett said a swing of Robert Davis in the dead. Old school great taste, style phone holders. This is for my Ace Town soldiers.
My Ace Town.
Where they still riding flares. Still chunk the deuce when we coming down that air.
And what it is.
And boy, it goes down. I'm about to
see,
show
no
love to that whole Ace Town.
Niggas still see the Escalade on them choppers. Now it's Bugattis, Maseratis, helicopters. Still land in the clover, and now it ain't over. Still roll with the red, put them choppers to your head. Me, my nigga, point blank, about to make that big bang. Soon as I pulled out of Ike, got that wet paint. Candy dripping wet, and that you can bet. Audemars diamond bell chains round my neck. It's R.I.P. to DJ Screw, R.I.P. to Fat Pat, R.I.P. to Big Mo, hoping I can wish him back. I done lost 100 racks, try to picture that. The way I hustle for them stacks, I done doubled that.
This is for my niggas with that candy dripping wet. Brett said a swing of Robert Davis in the dead. Old school, great taste, style phone holders. This is for my Ace Town soldiers.
My Ace Town.
Where they still riding flares. Still chuck the deuce when we coming down that air.
My Ace Town.
And boy, it goes down.
Right.
I'm about to show love to that whole Ace Town.
Hey, I got some soldiers that's gone. I feel the same pain. You know that Ace Town love ain't never changed, man. Them slabs still be riding and sliding wide frames. Styrofoam and flipping chrome, them taste bangs. I'm talking anthems and history, it's a Screw thing. I'm talking Screw Pat and Hawk, I missed the whole game. It's Don G and the flow in me, it's still G. Robert Davis and Herschel Wood and SPC. Rolling grind the slow grind, them cups tall. Purple rain and holy brain, the screens fall. This for the city I love, I swear I'm still here. Screwed up clicking my bone ever since the first year.
For my niggas with that candy dripping wet. Brett said a swing of Robert Davis in the dead. Old school, great taste, style phone holders. This is for my Ace Town soldiers.
My Ace Town.
Where they still riding flares. Still chuck the deuce when we coming down that air.
My Ace Town.
And boy, it goes down. I'm about to show love to that whole Ace Town.
Hey, I'm what that is. Period, comma. Throw little deuce outside Dalai Lama. Sipping on Shell and I'm smoking on Obama. Bad hoes say they wanna eat me. Player made persona, cause I came about the ace. All I know is grind hard and put it in their face. The turtle won the race, so I stay slow, boogie. Cause if I catch a case, bitch, it ain't no boogie. Real pistol packer, motherfucker jackal. All up in the courthouse, cussing out the crackers. Told the pussy DA, give me freedom or give me death. And let all my niggas out the cage, that's from the west.
This for my niggas with that candy dripping wet. Brett said a swing of Robert Davis in the dead. Old school, great taste, style phone holders. This is for my Ace Town soldiers.
My Ace Town.
Where they still riding flares. Still chuck the deuce when we coming down that air.
My Ace Town.
Yeah,
and boy, it goes down. I'm about to show up to that whole Ace Town.
Now one time for your mind, let a player come through. If I ain't jamming deaf in the dude, I'm probably banging screws.
I've been a Southside player, and you can ask Mike D. My life a documentary, I'm the new Spike Lee. 300 racks for the whip, 100 racks to my charity. I spit jewels when I rhyme, I beat the cut and the clearer. Shout out to the faculty, X-Bam and Street Military. And I salute you, Jay Prince, you made my city legendary. On my side of town, we got birds and pounds, we use birds and ounds and we with it. So when I ride around, I got a stash of pounds, cause I'm riding around and I'm getting it. And when I scratch off, it's blasted off like Nassau.
We go.
Never disrespect to Ye and Jay, but Screw Ben gave me the
right here, especially, you know, concerning H-Town, man. We got the South Park Coalition, you know what I'm saying, in the building, man. I'm going to bring back on the SPC members, you know what I'm saying. We got K Reno.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying, Klondike Cat. We got Point Blank.
What up, bro?
Homie Dopey right here. So, man, just having you guys on here all together at once is amazing. Do you guys do a lot of shows together?
Well, we just did the 25-year anniversary show. It was a time where we did a lot of stuff together, man. But, I mean, over the years, the boys get to work in their careers, and then family life getting away and things of that nature. We don't work as much together as we used to because everybody got their individual hustles, man. But at any moment, man, we could come together, man, and do our thing, man. So. And there's just so many of us, man, that it would be impossible for us to just collaborate. But we support each other's shows. If I got a show, everybody's there, and Blank, vice versa. So we put it down the best way we can.
Yeah,
we get booked everywhere. Everybody get booked in all different places, you know what I'm saying? But most of the time, they'll text, you know, if a person book K Reno, they'll book Blank. If I'm booked somewhere else, I'm going to be there. If not, I'm going to be where K Reno at, vice versa, with Cat Dope or whatever. So
you will
get them SBC appearances in each other's shows because we always got one or the other with us.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If we ain't doing shit else.
Yeah.
Unity. That's another thing that strives me. You know, so that's what you were saying earlier. That's another thing that strives me is that one big word, a small word that shows big, you know what I'm saying? Unity. We're all on the phone right now because of unity, man.
Right.
You know, and we liable to, like you say, be on anybody's shows because of unity, you know? So thank you, Kay. Thank you, Kat. Thank you, Blank. You know, anybody that's SPC that's listening, thank you all of y'all, man, for the unity that you show, man.
My love.
Yeah, and that's why we do this show. We pay homage to legends. You know, we've had, you know, Kay was our first guest. We've had Cocaine. We've had several other people on here. And that's what it's about. I want to give the listeners, the true fans, an experience that they can't get anywhere else. You know what I'm saying? And I want to thank all you guys for coming on the show tonight, definitely. But I'm going to take some callers right now. We've got people who probably want to ask you guys some questions. Here we go, 817. What's up, you on the line?
817, Fort Worth.
Funky time.
Is there?
Yeah.
No.
Hey.
No. Guess he ain't there. Okay, I'm gonna bring in. I'm gonna bring my brother from the Bay. This is homie Six. What's up, Six?
What's the deal? What's cracking?
Man, we got history going on right now, man.
Oh, I've been listening to this shit from the start. I just want to say, I don't got no question, but y'all, thank y'all for just still being in the game, keeping this shit relevant, and really showing how these fucking other chumps how to do it independently and get their money without help from these fucking companies and shit. That's just a better way to do it, independent fucking money.
That's what's up.
Yeah. All right.
Appreciate you.
That's what's up.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? We got St. Louis in the building.
Yeah, what's up with it, man? I just want to give a shout out to the whole SPC, man. Klondike Cat, I was a big fan of yours since I was a little dude coming up, gangsting up. Everybody, man, it's like, man, my mind blows listening to y'all chop up the game, man, because I come up listening to you guys, man, and I don't really listen to none of this new stuff. I'm still bumping stuff that y'all made years ago that's more relevant than half the stuff I'm hearing on the radio right now, man. I just want to give a big shout out. I got a couple other people calling and listen to the show because they was big fans, man.
Man, that's love, man. We really appreciate
that. Hey, Louis.
That's right.
Yep.
And if y'all ever come to the Lou, man, I'm at every show y'all do, man, for real. My fans up here, so y'all might have to hit that road, man. Come on up and holler at us or something.
Anytime, man.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely, definitely. You know, over the years, you said you guys have done a lot of shows internationally. Where are some of the places you guys go?
Well, in the beginning, man, I went over to Europe and did a show in Finland, man. And it was a blessing because it kind of opened up a door for all of us because this is something that was being done without anybody funding it, just promoters and fans of us who just made it happen. And since then, you know, I've been to Australia, then Blank's been to Australia and just went to Finland this year. You know, KB the Kidnapper went to Australia. And not to mention people even outside our clique like Devin and Trey and, you know, these people that have been going over and doing the shows on an independent level. So, I mean, it's crazy from where we came from to have people all around the planet reaching out to us and actually bringing us over there to perform and in most cases receive more love over there than we do at home sometime, man. You know, we go over there and perform the pack houses on some rock star status type stuff. So, I mean, it's crazy.
To me, you guys, you know what I'm saying, invented the posse cut. Because before I heard like 10 dudes on one song, I mean, you guys were the first. Man, what made you guys want to come up with that, man? That shit is just raw to me.
Man, honestly, and I'm going to let everybody expound on it, but honestly, it almost turned into a competition. You know, because the first one was the South Park Coalition song on the Terrorist album, and it might have been about 8 of us on that one.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Nip did the Rough Brothers from South Park, but it was like 4 of us on that one. So Blank came through and just raised the bar through the roof when he did Slipped Into a Coma. It's like 16-20 on that one, you know. So after that, then Cap did the legendary Murder Script. So it got to the point where it was like it was understood, it was an unwritten rule that whoever in the clique put out an album, that last song was going to be that click song. And the fans to this day, they still tell you, man, we couldn't wait. Sometimes they'll go and play the click song first before they even listen to the rest of the album because there's just that anticipation, man. And they wanted to hear that diverse mixture of MCs, everybody coming in sounding totally different from the other one. I mean, so it just turned into a competition, in my opinion, man.
Yeah, I mean, you guys, you know, you made it interesting for the fans. I mean, you definitely, when you bought any SPC member CD, you got your money's worth. You know what I'm saying? You got all different kinds of styles. You got metaphors. You know, everything you could want on one album, you know. And I'm glad you guys are still doing it to this day. But, Dopey, I want to get to you. Man,
yeah.
You got a new project, Terrorist Project, coming up or a solo album or?
Yeah, I do. And before that, I just want to just detail the last thing Subject Devil said about the posse songs. What it was on the posse song, it was like, just like Kay said, it was really an accident because, you know, I got with Kay, I was like, all right, we got like 7-8 people, man, want to rap on this. Like, how are we going to fit everybody in, you know? Like, how is it going to happen? So I'm in the studio with the pen and pad trying to do the math and see if we do 16s. Now, we can't do 16s. We got to do 12s. Like, you know, we're trying to break it down so everybody get on it. So prior to that, I did hear certain songs, like maybe 2 or 3, you know, like with people going like the symphony and certain songs up in New York or whatever. But I never heard any song with just artists going back-to-back with no hook, no break, no nothing, right? So that's the first one ever to be done. It was really done by accident. And then, like I said, the numbers kept exceeding after that. As far as the new album, man, take it from my previous album, I Detonate the Landmines. That's still available. You can get that just going through SBC website. You'll be able to get that. And, again, that's me and Egypt E, Dopey and Egypt E. And the new album that we have coming out is entitled Car Bomb, Car Bomb Threat. You know, and like I say, I stay in my element. So,
you know, you put the CD in the car, and it's a car bomb. You get it? So I'm not harming American citizens, not unless your ears can't take the bass. So, yeah. You know, so we got the new album coming out that we're putting out. It's definitely going to detonate and explode this summer. And we're talking about, you know, all types of bombs, man. And, of course, we got that Posse song on there for everybody as well. You know, I got everybody featured on it as well. So Car Bomb Threat, that's a new album coming out right there.
That's what's up. Now, Blank, you just sent me your new latest single. You got an album coming out soon? Or?
What's up with it?
Yeah, when's your project coming out?
Who you talking to, me?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. It'll be out this summer, man, in the middle of the summer. It's called No Money, No Reason. I'm just finishing up the mixing on it, just really getting all the SPC on it this week, you know what I'm saying? Got to do it with K Reno, Dope Cat, Nip, everybody on it from South Park Coalition, Screwed Up Click. You know, other featured artists, the album, best album I ever made, hands down. And, you know, just
man,
trying to get the marketing strategy together.
Yeah, definitely. What about you, Kat?
Yeah, as we speak, man, I'm working on the new album. I had some music, man, that I was already finishing up. So I'm just adding to that collection. The new title for the new CD is going to be called The Game Needs Me. And then I have an alter ego who is Diamond Dre. And that's the dude that does a lot of the singing. You know, if I'm singing on something for Blank or K, you know what I'm saying, any of my SPC members or even anybody else, you know, that's the dude that comes in and sings the hooks or whatever. And after I drop The Game Needs Me, then I'm going to do a double CD called Klondike Cat on one side, Diamond Dre on one side, both personas, but I'm going to call it Jay-Z and Kells had one called The Best of Both Worlds, but I'm going to call mine The Best of Both Worlds, One Man.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. One Man, because you got the beats, you got me doing the beats, you got me singing, you got me doing the reggae, you got me rapping, and I'll probably be engineering too.
Taking care of it all. Now, K Reno, what about you? I know you just dropped an album not too long ago. You got another one in the works?
Yeah,
like two,
man.
Two or three or four?
Yeah, man. I mean,
K got seven.
Yeah.
Let me put it out next month for K, I'm telling you.
I'm trying, man. I wish I could drop one every week. But nah, I have one coming pretty soon, man. And then, you know, I'm trying to stay on that average of two or three a year. So, you know, I'm in the embryonic stage is the one right now. So it won't be long.
That's what's up. Well, before I gotta get off in a lot of music, but before I let you guys go, I'm gonna do a roll call with some websites where people can get at you and whatnot. So whoever wants to kick that off. If you got one particular website where all you guys are linked up, or
y'all go ahead, I'll go there.
Of course, you could go to southparkcoalition.com, you know, and get everybody's. But you know, you can hit Point Blank at Twitter, Point Blank 713, or hit me up on the Facebook at Point Blank the Bull, THEBULL. See his inquiries only. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's southparkcoalition.webs.com. You know, you can reach out to us on any of the social networks. You know, the SPC, we underground, but we still up to the modern times. So if you need to reach out on Twitter, Facebook, or any of those avenues, feel free. You know, like Blank said, if it's about business, then make sure that's what you're about. You know, if it's about just showing love as a fan, that's all good, too. You know, we holler back, so.
If you rappers want to get some features, you know what I'm saying, with some legends and pioneers, you know, get at these guys, you know what I'm saying. Also shows, too. Like you said, you guys are ready down to do shows, so, you know.
Yeah, I want to book some shows, you know what I'm saying. hit the hotline up, 832-889-8677. You know, any artist you want to get, you will get. We will come to your city, town, state, country, backyard party, house party, you know, whatever y'all got going on, we will hit the deck.
I want to say this real quick. I'm in, you know, I've been putting it down in ATX, which is Austin, Texas. You know, we STC expanded, working different cities around Texas, and I have a full-fledged live band. You know, Austin is the music capital city of the world, so that's why I'm at with a live band. Like I say, any type of gigs, anybody want to set up, see the Terrorist Rock. You know, like I said, you get with K Reno on the website, and that'll hook everything up. So, you know, we expanding our careers by this live band. You know,
you guys taking care of everything, definitely. Well, I want to thank every one of you guys for coming on this show. I think this is history right here for the fans, and you know what I'm saying. I'm much appreciated. Thank you for stopping by, all y'all.
Man, we appreciate you, Scott. You know, you've been down with us since the Murder Dog days, man. You know, we got to give you props, too, man. I mean, just showing us love. Like I say, Murder Dog was one of the magazines that actually looked out for the underground. We couldn't get in the Source, the XXL, but, you know, Murder Dog used to always give us big spreads and big love. You know, and Scott was one of the writers, man, one of the people who always was in tune to what we was doing. You know, and didn't really care nothing about, you know, what the mainstream was doing so much, man. So we appreciate you, man, because a lot of people wouldn't have knew about us if it wasn't for the efforts of people like you, man, and others. So much love, bro.
Hey, much love to y'all.
Hey, I want to say this to you, too, man.
Yeah.
I want to say this cat. Man, there was Murder Dog Magazine, man, showed me so much love. To the point where I know I wasn't even paying for spots no more.
Yeah.
Somehow I kept popping up in this magazine, man. I was like, man, this is crazy, man. That's mad love. So, man, hats goes off to you, man. I appreciate all y'all, man. Staff, the writers, the owner. It's been nothing but love.
Yeah. Murder Dog
was like the store. We used to get Murder Dog on lock.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. See, exactly. That's what I'm saying. See, it was an underground. It was a platform for the underground, for the regional guys, you know, the guys who people never heard. I had never heard of Pastor Troy, you know, before Murder Dog. I had never heard a lot of these cats, Player Fly and
Al
different
Capone,
artists.
Yeah.
Al Capone in Memphis, you know. Murder Dog introduced me to a lot of the cats that was doing the same thing we was doing, just like it introduced them to us and the world to us. So, I mean, they would do the reviews. They would do the write-ups and the layouts. And like Kat said, it was a time where, man, somebody would give you a call and say, hey, man, you're in the new Murder Dog. And it'd be like a spread, you know. So it's like, you know, stuff that people paying thousands of dollars for. So, I mean, you know, they show so much love. Black Dog Bone and Scott was one of the writers, you know. And that really helped us a lot, man. You know, we never said it. You know, we're saying it now because, you know, I always dwell on the point that we never had no major backing, you know, still don't. You know, we waiting on somebody to knock on the door and say, hey, man, here's $5 million. Come on, let's do it. You know, so, but these were the type of entities and platforms that was afforded to us by people, like-minded individuals who had love for the underground and respected what we did. So that's one of the contributing factors to why we still around 25 years later. So, it's all love, and to all the fans, and everybody who ever purchased any SPC records, anybody who ever came to the shows and just supported us in any form and fashion, we appreciate that. Because, I mean, it's Blank said all the time, it ain't no us without y'all.
Right.
That's what's up. If you guys can't hold the line for a minute, I'm going to play a song. This is my brother, CEO the Bad Black from the west side of Chicago. This guy, you know, he's been doing this thing since 89.
That's where I'm from.
Yeah, he's from the west side of Chicago. You know, he came up through Soundmaster T, Archbishop Don Magic Wand. He was, like you just said, never had no major backing. That's exactly what's been going on with him. This guy's so talented. I'd like for you guys to check out his song. This is a mixtape track. where he ganked somebody's beat and tore it a new asshole. But it's called Espionage. So if you can't check it out, I'll get right back with you guys.
UGS Underground Society. Fuck the Illuminati. Espionage on you, bitch. Back, back, it's them I'm listening to FBI. Fuck the CIA and FBI. The IRS and the DEA. The ATF, that's how you wanna play. Espionage, I see you watching us. Espionage, young punk motherfuckers can't stop us. They watch my house, they tap my phone, they try to question my kids when I'm gone. Bitch, you done crossed the line now. It's war, ho. Fucking with a man, family, that's a no-no. If I die tonight, make sure my daughter's straight. I'm about to speak on some shit bigger than Watergate. What? I hope you hear me. I'm on the intercom. Fly another fucking plane into the Pentagon. Fuck the central intelligence. Some motherfuckers got me under they civilians. I see them. Ain't no house nigga. No. So I keep them nervous. Right. Somebody watching me, I think that it's the Secret Service. Fuck the Illuminati and the Bureau. It's a conspiracy. Except even Ventura. Somebody, I got killers. I got goons. We got some guns. That go boom, boom, boom. Somebody lying. There's a cure for AIDS, but they won't give it to my people that's on public aid. Right, 6 plus 7, what equals 13? Yeah. That's the number of the satanic regime. The devil, you rapper dead, you get to speak on it. Bitch. Show me your constitution, I'll take a leak on it. Leak. Fuck your flu shot, here go 2 shots. They kill Martin, Malcolm, Biggie, and Tupac. It's them militia and the FBI, fuck the CIA and the FBI. The IRS, fuck 'em. And the DEA, fuck 'em. The ATF, kill that's 'em. How you wanna play? Espionage.
You there, Kay?
Oh, yes, sir.
I figure you guys could appreciate that one.
Oh, yeah, without question. We actually did a song called Espionage, man. And yeah. It was one of those click songs that we talked about earlier. That was so ironic about it, but yeah, he went in, man. He went in indeed, man. So we want to get you a copy of ours too, man, so we can play them back to back.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. You know it, man. Anything you guys, I just want to say this before I let you guys go. Anything you guys drop, you know, get at me. You know what I'm saying? Oh, it'll always have room on this show right here. So I definitely thank you all for coming through, man. Blank, Cat, Dope. You know what I'm saying? UK, we miss Nip. I'm saying PSK. You know, but
you and all another one too, man. You know, we represent for everybody that you ain't spoke with. It's all to the good. SPC, first click. So
thank you. I appreciate y'all. Alright, we'll get at you guys real soon, man. Y'all be easy.
Appreciate the Scott.
I appreciate you, Scott.
Peace.
I've been anxious to your waiting for you niggas to drop a baton. The cypher's back, not a sniper in fact. And why you bitch niggas Babylon? I spit burning acid, warning signs of Babylon. I'm show stopping, got the drop. Grasshopping, I'm eager, you bird dropping. I'm private for fur stocking, this bitch is deserved. Watching the moan of your bird popping, you copping, your plea popping. Working out with the biz, I just back on the street stopping. I stroke a 100 drum with a strum when I let go. Bullets hit your skin and rip your flesh like Velcro. Grind that cat, I ain't your average rigmarole.
Yeah. sit back and make dough and find haters to laugh at. Cookies in the glad bag, I'm doing my math, Jack. They gotta leave you in shit like an unwiped ass track. Chucky copycat looking for something to stab at. With a bitch with head game that Mike Tyson couldn't jab at. The cabbage, making dough is a habit. Give me topics, I slash in the questions you be asking. Nothing moving, I action. Rookie losers be lacking. When it come to lyrical bombs, killing assassins. No need for bragging. Haters hate when you stacking. Flying doors on the wagon, it's only part of the fashion. Diamonds cover like branches, putting money in your asses. None of it mine, I'm one of a kind, cause I'm cash, bitch.
Other people you heard of, these guys have been overseas, you know what I'm saying, done a lot of things over the years. I got a caller right here, I'm gonna bring on. They're still there. Nope, they hung up. Well, we couldn't get you know what I'm saying, Nip or PSK on the line, but man, we had, you know what I'm saying, four of the pioneers. We had K Reno, Dopey, Klondike Cat, and Point Blank. I mean, that's fucking amazing. You know what I'm saying? They really gave us a lot of history and insight into the South Park Coalition. 25 years for a crew to still be together after that long in the rap game and still going independently with no major backing, no money man behind them. That's some impressive shit right there. The lame stream will never pay homage and show appreciation to guys like K Reno, to guys like Klondike Cat, to guys like Dopey, because they know that these guys have the power to change the game. They have the power to tip it off its axis and fuck shit up. Like, Nip, you got these motherfuckers like Tyler, the Creator, and all these guys claiming that psycho shit. You know what I'm saying? Nip is the guy that needs the credit for that. I don't know why he won't get the credit, but, you know, it is what it is. I'm gonna bring on my brother, Six. What's up, Six? How you doing, brother?
Chilling, you know how it is. High as a kite.
High as a kite, yeah, man. But
that's history right there. That shit was fucking amazing. That's some shit I grew up off of, too, man. That's like another fucking episode was the history. Damn.
Yeah, oh, definitely. But, you know, I want to get your take on this, too, man, because, you know, I know you appreciate Gangsta Nip and what he brought to the game. You know, what do you think of these fucks, you know what I'm saying, you know, doing this psycho shit? And not paying homage to him.
Yeah.
Reaching out to him for features.
You know, these bitch ass Tyler the Creator. What a fucking. His buddies over there, just all these corny motherfuckers coming out now, thinking that they're shit. Not paying homage. Yeah. It's extremely fucking disrespectful. It's garbage. And it's all aspects of the game, but it's fucking sad. When I go back, I listen to some old-ass niggas, some fucking horror movie rap, Slider. I listen to all that shit still. And then you listen to this shit now, and the influence is right there and blatant. And these motherfuckers ain't even reaching out for features and nothing.
It's sickening. It's sickening.
It's disgusting.
But that, you know, right. No, go ahead, bro.
That's it.
Yeah. I was just gonna say, you know, these guys embody what it is to be unified. That's what we're trying to do with Underground Society.
Most definitely.
More people can do this. We can take back the game. You gotta boycott this shit. I haven't listened to the radio in years. I haven't bought
That's
a fucking mainstream CD in years. You know what I'm saying? When these fucking faggot ass labels, you know, quit sending me physical CDs, which I would take back to Coconuts anyway and get a few bucks off of them, or throw in the garbage. You know, if they had that watermark shit, so I'd throw them in the garbage or give them the rapping ass fucking Rob.
It becomes a coaster.
Yeah, it becomes a coaster, weed tray, whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying? I can't get into that music. You know what I'm saying? Let's bring back on the homie Justin.
What's up, brother?
What's
up with it, B? What's good
man,
with it, man?
You know, we're just talking about this lamestream shit, man. And what's your take on the mainstream music scene nowadays? Because I know
it's straight horrible garbage, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's almost like they're trying to brainwash the kids. It's like you were just saying a minute ago, like, They won't bring certain cats out, man, because they know they're going to change the game. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's certain dudes that stand for something, and a lot of these dudes ain't standing for nothing. That's why they just putting out whatever they can. You come out with a little catchy little hook or some corny-ass dance or something, and then you think you really hot, but for real, you ain't, because the real cats ain't. You gonna blow in the wind, because ain't nobody going to really be paying attention to this shit. You won't hear a lot of these dudes on a show like this 25 years from now, like we just got off the phone with these other guys. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, those other guys, once that, like you said, that hit, you know, fizzles out, they're done. You know,
yeah,
they can hang up those MC Hammer pants and, you know, go get on a reality show.
You ain't going to see them in a year.
That's about all they can do.
You make some cats a year and that's it. That's all
you
do, you get a year and then they fizzle out.
That tour off of that one song, you know what I'm saying, to a bunch of corny fucking retards, you know.
Right.
But you know, speaking of this old murder shit, you know what I'm saying, let's go back to the beginning of this SPC shit. This is a terrorist cloud on suckers right here, Murder Master Music Show.
Snake venom. I knew a sucker that tried to do me, clouded on his day. days and made his life gloomy. Black killing blacks for crack. I keep trying to reach and teach each and preach. Don't leash the bleach. Metal with twice, gangsta nymph. Each will be the coalition and the Rap-A-Lot posse. Black is how we live, never run of the mill. Extraordinary, brothers living positive. You wanna test the pound, but step it to me and get a taste. Nine to your face. You wanna play dirty, you wanna play rough. I'm finna cloud on your ass real tough. Don't be the Holocaust, the terrorist savage. Keep a searching for my freedom, cause freedom I never had it. The truth I speak, so my knowledge you grab it. You reach out your hand, I take my mic and go stab it. Ooh, now get away, punk. If you ain't got funk, don't even pop that junk. Don't be the name, South Park is my set. Stay in the school, gain knowledge for black intellect. But I need more brothers to roll over the government, cause they getting kinda old. And when I play, I play. But when it's time to get serious, don't be throwing lyrics, cause I got the nine, the mind, and the time to unwind. New school, pro black, dope rhyme. The terrorists, we be kicking the cold facts. Straight up on how it was and how it is for black. Look up at the atmosphere, it's so cloudy. That's the effect when terrorists get rowdy.
Which is my first name, this is Gangsta Nip. Yo, dope, I got the coalition. They rounded up, it's 10,000 of us. How you gonna stop this run, what, fool?
Warning, when we step in the place, coalition's in the house, wipe the smile off your face. Check mic 1, 2, I'm ready to do what I want to, damn fool, so what's up with you? Your no talk is cheap, you best believe that, black. Actions speak louder than words, and that's a fact. Word to the wise, y'all better pucker. And in the meanwhile, we'll be clown no suckers. Cloud no suckers. Oh yeah, terrorists in the house, boy. From 92 on to 2000 on houses. Yeah, check this out. My boy Egypt B, my DJ. Be clown like 9000 on suckers. Yeah, psycho, gangsta, nip. Cloud no suckers. Yeah, thank you, yay. Peace to my boy Point Blank. Clown up in Chi-Town. South Park everywhere you go. Yeah. Rap a lot of pot. Clown no suck. Peace to all my boy. Yeah. Black to the future. Yeah. Whatever suits you.
Bitch better have my money.
Yeah, that's right, ladies. If you got the money, believe me, I got the time. Now, I'm here to provide you none but the best artwork. Nothing like you've ever seen before. I'm talking about photo manipulations, add-ons, touch-ups, anything you name, you can hit me up for. Okay, I gotta make one exception, though. All you rotund looking, and you skinny bitches, too, you little skin bimbos, and you fat, round, nasty bitches. Y'all ain't thick, y'all just say, yeah, kick rock. We don't fuck with y'all, y'all make me sick. While you juicy young ladies out there looking all nice and plump in the rear and whatnot, skinny in the middle, yeah, hit me up for art. We'll take care of you ASAP. UGSocietyMovement.com/services. MottoMayhem.com/HellraiserProducts.
Bitch better have my money.
That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? You need the artwork, get at six. You need any audio work done at all, you know what I'm saying, get at the homie Jerry. That dude is a fucking genius when it comes to mixing and mastering. Go to UGSocietyMovement.com/services. Check out our PDF, you know what I'm saying, our price list. We'll take care of you real good, man. We'll hook you up. And you know, like I said, art, audio, press, whatever the fuck you need, we can handle that shit. I'm going to bring on somebody real quick. Hey, you there, homie? You there, bro? No. I ain't got nobody there. Well, I'm going to jump right back into some music then. We're going to get off into this next cut, you know what I'm saying? Since he wasn't on the phone, it's only right, man. We play some PSK 13, man. Check this shit out.
Hold on. Wait. Oh, we got a problem here? We got a problem here? We got a problem, nigga?
What up with this?
So what's the fact, nigga? Max here, back, nigga. Cause you's a black nigga, headed for my track, nigga. So what's the fact, nigga? Max here, back, nigga. Cause you's a black nigga, headed for my track, nigga. So what's the fact, nigga? Max here, back, nigga. Cause you's a black nigga, headed for my track, nigga. So what's the fact, nigga? Max here, back, nigga. Cause you's a black nigga, headed for my track, nigga.
Okay, you niggas, I'm headed for my truck if you're tripping. Max here, back, when I stick my freaking clip in. Niggas can tell
that weed from 38. I got the infrared scope, see from dopey. Until some nigga try to hold me, I'm lurking. A shot to clone that cat, K. Reno with point blank. 20 to life got me back to that motherfucking stank. Don't come faking that fuck with that junk punk. I'm breaking out checks if I make it to my trunk.
Yeah, that was PSK 13, you know what I'm saying? That shit was classic right there, early 90s. Came out on Big Time Records. Big Time Records put out a lot of shit, you know what I'm saying? First UGK stuff, you know what I'm saying? DJ Screw, you know, Point Blank. I mean, it was a legendary label at the time. And, you know what I'm saying, we definitely, you know what I'm saying, we got respect for all of South Park Coalition at the Murder Master Music Show. So, you know they're going to be coming back soon. I just want to say this Sunday we got another special show. And we're going to take it to Cali. We got another legendary group of people, man, Darkroom Familia. I mean, these motherfuckers, they've put out over 100 albums themselves independently since the 80s, you know what I'm saying, since they were putting out, like, cassette tapes. These guys, you know what I'm saying, put out movies. They got, you know, 20-some-odd, 30-some-odd fucking movies that they put out. You know, so that's going to be another historic show. So Sunday that's going down. Possible future guests, you know, we might even have the Lady of Rage, you know what I'm saying, from Death Row. We might have Side from Psychodrama, you know, and we got some other surprises. So you definitely want to tune in, you know what I'm saying, to this show every time we're on, Thursdays and Sundays at 9 p.m. Let me bring on my homie right here, OG Mexican Mario. What's up, homie?
Hey, what's up? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you, man. You're on good. How you doing, brother?
Hey, what's up, bro? My bad, man. I missed the call already,
man. Yeah, you there, bro?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now. I hear you now, man. Being from Texas, what was your thought about the show tonight, man? What did you think about that shit?
Man, first of all, it was history having them all together, you know what I'm saying? I grew up a little bit on a Gangsta Nip and Point Blank, you know what I'm saying? We all know K. Reno went around for the longest, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, having them all together, it was like history. You know, I remember hearing about Klondike Kite. You know, I used to be locked up in TYC in the penitentiary all down in Gideon State School in Richmond, Texas. I was locked up with a lot of Houston kids. So they always let us know that we could have our radios inside TYC, and knowing we had tape decks and shit back in those days, so all the Houston dudes would, you know, introduce us to all that music, you know what I'm saying? And I got to be around it at an early time because, you know, I was young at the time, and these guys from Houston that I was locked up with would have their music from H-Town, and me being from Fort Worth, not ever hearing that stuff, you know, it was something new to my ear, you know, and to have them all together today, you know, on the show, that's like history. And, you know what I'm saying, from some real pioneers independently, you know what I'm saying, still doing their motherfucking thing.
Well, you've been in the game for a long time yourself, you know what I'm saying, you got a song right now we're going to play, why don't you introduce it, man, let the people know what it's all about.
Already, this your homeboy, Gangsta Partner, OG Mexican Mario, straight out of Funk, Fort Worth, Texas, that is, you know what I'm saying? This is my new song, called Bow Down. We sampled Tupac, you know what I'm saying? Let these motherfuckers know what time it is. Produced by Tay-G Productions, off my new album called Vinny Vidi Vici, coming soon, you know what I'm saying? I'm telling these motherfuckers out here in the DFW to bow down to a real motherfucker like me, you know what I'm saying? Fuck the Illuminati.
I ain't a killer, but don't push me. Revenge is like the sweetest joy that's been getting pussy. Picture, paragraphs unloaded. Wise words being quoted. Beat the weakness in the rap game and sold it. Down, down, down. I ain't a killer, but don't push me. Revenge is like the sweetest joy that's been getting pussy. Picture, paragraphs unloaded. Wise words being quoted. Beat the weakness in the rap game and sold it. Down, down, down. I ain't a killer, but don't push me. Revenge is like
y'all. Mentally, I advise you not to tempt a G.I. seriously. Highly recommend you check yourself, cause walking with a gangster can be bad for your health. I keep to myself, I don't fuck with nobody. Nobody busters like they go, acting like they done got it. They don't know about me, and I hope they never doubt me, cause they might decide to get rowdy. They going in the ground, Jesus. The ground come around me with all that bullshit, because when I get pissed off, I turn into a lunatic. Like a pitbull, Michael Vick, guns powder is what I spit. Aim it straight for your cranny, up you bad son of a bitch. That's what you get for talking shit, not knowing who you're fucking with. I was a gangster way before I grabbed the mic and came with it in my fucking town fitted. I'm a soldier like no limit, I stay true and committed, just like Twisted Black did it. Black did it. Told them that I'm lethal. You don't wanna piss me off and make me get evil. Knievel on that asshole, beat you with the tag toe. Body jump in the morgue, is it under John Doe? No evidence though, no clues for the case. It looks like a lion just bit off his face. Erase him off the map, wiped him in this game of rap. Check his BMI and ass, captivate it, that's flat. I killed him on the track, like Immortal Combat. I peeled his cap back and now I got a murder rap. I told him to step. I was born a maniac. I was trained to attack fake rappers in the act. They try to reenact the truth and hard facts. When knowing damn well they ain't known about that. They ain't never backed again. They ain't never sold no crack. You ain't never sat in a trap house selling sack for sack for sack.
Rally's after me. Blow a couple hundred in the morning, I'll make back a jam. I'm a boy, bitch.
know what I'm saying? And, you know, much love and respect, you know, all the listeners. Much love and respect to South Park Coalition, Underground Society. Fuck the Illuminati. And, you know, like I said, get behind this show and support it because, you know what I'm saying, without your support, this show is not going to exist. And I want to see this motherfucker for years. Let's do this.
Hit that blank. Deep down south, much love to my niggas in shock. Saying that we up on big killer. Straight like that, screwed up click, wreck the plan. Putting it down. Now it's time to roll. Creeping through South Park on a beam of patrol. I got the hoes in the weeds. Just lost my beef at the fleet. Damn, fuck it, I guess none of my hoes won't be paging me. But it's Friday and I'm tight, trying to find some more drugs. Man, they be hating me at the club, but I'ma roll with the click, cause they might get in some shit. Another night, another fight, especially fuck around with this site. But it's all good, cause I'm down for whatever, and I mean it. To the ones that don't know it, ask the ones that done seen it. You respect me, I'ma respect you. That's that, ain't nothing new. Black and red's the stead I claim. I even got homies that's down with blue. So watch yourself in that zone when it's time to get it on. The blanks in the house creeping up on a come up like bone. If you wanna get blown, don't be scared to scream. Cause everybody in the parking lot be asking me. Just chill and hit the sweet young jeans. Oh yeah, blowing big killer with my niggas. I wanna get hot. Just chill and hit the sweet young jeans. For that 9-6-6, what's up? Oh yeah, blowing big killer with my niggas. After the club, what's the half? Stop and go to rob the chaps. Bitches jam in the car. I even had two hoes on my lap. Blowing big, taking swings, drinking. Smoking six. I just hope we don't go to jail for raping one of these bitches. Life out is wide now. Somebody yelled, I heard a glass hit the float and out screamed a 38. Just couldn't wait. They would have locked his ass back up. Should have seen how he had that hoe back up against the bed, head banging on the wall. I'm fried out. Yeah, my screw tape to myself. I'm fucking all of y'all. Everybody naked, walking dicks, all erected. I don't give a fuck what y'all do, just as long as y'all don't break shit. Just chill and hit the sweet young jeans. Oh yeah, blowing big killer with my niggas. I wanna get high. Just chill and hit the sweet young jeans. Check me out. Just in case you ain't know, I fuck all them stupid hoes. Everybody get your clothes. Nigga, it's time to hit the door. Before I go, I wanna send a shout out. My baby free. I'm fucking all y'all next week. And I promise we gon' hook up about 12 on the PM tip. Rollin', getting right out. Jamming that, slipped into a coma. Everybody come now. Oh yeah, especially since I got sounds in the trunk. Now I'm bumping. Everybody jumping. Blow, I won't stop. Had the copper squat, cut the show. Niggas hating the click, hate when we roll in. Knowing damn well if it goes
they go again, drama. Nigga, strictly drama. Fool, we sippin' on serve, chill, codeine. Straight blowin' up the scene. It's your boy at 13. Screw rolling, stinky green. Let's ride, I wanna get high. The black stuff.
Just chillin', hit the sweet young G. Oh yeah, blowing big killer with my niggas. I wanna get hot. Yo, what up, though? All you motherfuckers that dripped out and dipped out, tonic or chronic, coming to a town near you, you know what I'm saying? At WK, the whole screwed up click. So get that killer in and have your bitch steady, you know what I'm saying? Smoke one.
Yeah, smoke one. Man, I got a yank in weed, nigga. We gon' smoke till we fall out, you know what I'm saying?
Hell
yeah. Love the whole town, representing Southside.
Rough coat.